All right, we are here, and welcome, and welcome. We are Galexis, and it is indeed a pleasure to be speaking with you this evening. This evening, we're going to give you a spiritual pep talk, all right? Now, generally, pep talks are given to people when in a sense, they are kind of discouraged or, you know, they are having a bit of a struggle and things are not working the way they want it to work, and there's drag and friction and resistance and so on. A pep talk gives a person inspiration, gives a person a lift, gives a person hope. That's what a pep talk generally is. You know, you might remember it from high school, the pep rally, right? It's kind of get everybody, you know, revved up and rooting for the team. Well, you've got a team too, and they like to root for you, because you're here with a tremendous amount of work to do. You see, in the process of doing your work, now, when we say work, we're talking about your daily obligations, your duties, the things that you are committed to do for your survival, to support yourself, to work with, you know, your friends, family, etc., that you have obligations with or promises and commitments to, at home, at work, and so on. You have a lot to do. You can spend all your time doing basic work, doing your basic daily routines and maintenance. Now, for all of you, this can be a bit frustrating because you came with an agenda. Right? Now, we're not saying it in a negative sense. It's a positive agenda. You came on a mission. You have a lot you want to do beyond just surviving, beyond just doing your day-to-day stuff. And so when the day-to-day stuff takes up so much of your energy, takes up so much of your time, that sometimes you don't have enough energy left and enough time left at the end of the day to devote to some of the giving and some of the loving and some of the spiritual work and some of your destiny work, some of your calling, it can be quite frustrating. It can be tiring. You see this in a way as a resistance. We want to talk a little bit about resistance, because you see, resistance is often seen as a blockage, a barrier, an obstacle, something that drains your energy, something that pulls you down. But you see, you are powerful reality creators, even though sometimes you totally forget that fact. And that this whole reality that you're in, you've created and you've put it together in conjunction with your team, a whole crew of beautiful beings on the other side who work with you. You're never alone. They're always with you. They're always working with you. And so you can work on your spiritual dimension any moment of the day just by communicating with them. However, because you are not at that place to where it is automatic and natural and real for you to be in continuous and constant communication with your friends on the other side, you tend to look at this world as from a point of view of being pretty much a solitary agent, an individual who must make his or her way in life and get things done and hopefully get to the mission, get to doing more, get to the growth work, get to the spiritual enlightenment, get to all of that stuff on top of the maintenance. And so you can see that the maintenance sometimes comes in the form of resistance. It sometimes seems that just when you think you're going to have some extra time, something comes in the way. Some little crisis, some little urgency, some little deadline shows up. Now, a lot of this is about your relationship with time. In your relationship with time, the way you have played it in a linear consciousness, a consensus reality that takes time and stretches it out to past, present, and future, you have a tendency to extend all the work and the obligations and all the things you think you have to do to fit the time that you have. So the only way to be able to have time to do the grander and the greater things, we know you've had to come to this, you've had to discover it, is to make the time for it, is to set aside the time for it. And even then, there are challenges often to be able to take that time. Sometimes we say to people, you know, take a half an hour a day for yourself, to think about yourself, to feel things through, to kind of sense where you are at, to get your bearings. Let go of stress and tension. Get yourself relaxed. Get yourself in an open place to connect with the greater aspect of yourself. And sometimes even half an hour a day is difficult, because all the work that you have will tend to spread out and fill the time. So very often you can say, I'm going to, from 4 to 4:30, I'm going to take that half hour for me. At 5 to 4 comes an urgency, all right? So, you know, a friend calls and says, you know, could you please do this right away? Could you help me? Or something happens, or something's got to be done, or you go, oh my gosh, I remembered, at 5 o'clock I have to, you see, on this kind of thing, and things get inserted in there. We understand that. It's part of your dance with time. But we want to point out that this seeming resistance to being able to have the time, the luxury, in a sense, of being able to infuse yourself with the light of yourself to dance on that greater level, to play on a greater level of being, which is very satisfying, to be able to bring in the energies from the divine and to flow them out into the world, to your friends, to whomever. That work, you don't always seem to be doing that as your financial work. It is something that is intrinsic to you, and so you are going to want to do it regardless of whether you get paid for it or not, and therefore it comes in the category of luxury. Those of you who are really spiritually dedicated, you will make the time. And after a number of crises or little urgencies that, in a sense, keep you from doing it, you get more determined and more determined, and eventually you get it. You get that time. You make that time for yourself. Eventually you prioritize that time. And then you start to master your arrangement with time. Now, in this whole process, you can see a lot of things as resistance. Resistance, anything that seems to be in the way of what you desire. Now, as powerful reality creators, you created resistance as well. Now, you may say, what is a positive use of resistance? Wouldn't it be great if everything just flowed? Everything just, you know, just miraculously unfolded and flowed and so forth. Well, you didn't really come to do it that way. We hate to disappoint you. You wanted to craft your life. You wanted to learn how to work consciously and deliberately. And you came to change your reality from an old reality to a new one. And in order to do that, you had to get birthed into the old one. You had to learn the old one. And then you had to learn the steps, to learn the ways, to dismantle the limitations of belief, of consciousness, limiting and constricting emotional states. You had to learn consciously how to let those go. And you're still in process of doing that. In this paradigm of transition, before you get to that place to where, yes, everything will flow in its own divine sense and order, in alignment with who you are and what you desire, yes, before you get to that, you're in this transitional phase where you have one foot in the old reality, one foot in the new reality. Resistance is important because it enables you to focus. It enables you to know what next to work on, what next to change, what next to shift, to work with. You see, you have electricity. In order for you to have electricity, you actually have to have resistance. If you didn't have electricity, if you didn't have resistance, you could not really focus the electricity correctly. You couldn't get a certain voltage and a certain bulb and so forth and so on. You have to work with resistance because it creates a certain sense of energy balance within focus. And in your personal life, you have to do it too. You create resistance as a reflection to you, as a feedback to you, saying, here, look at this piece. This is a place where you give your power away. This is a place where you tend to fall into a negative emotion. This is a place where you have a limiting belief that you could change now, and it's ready for you to change. You see, anytime you get that, a reflection of that sort, anytime you feel a limitation, a blockage, something in the way, some kind of drag on you, where you just, the delays. It's saying, wait, slow down, pause, look, listen. You have a message coming in. All right? And when you take that message, when you look at the message and say, okay, what's the message? And as you open to receive your message, you can make, by choice, you can make a change. And as you shift and you change and you learn new strategies and you apply techniques and you do this and that and the other, you break it down. It dissolves. It changes. And you move forward to the next resistance. All right? There will come a time. There really will come a time when you will not feel that any of these feedbacks that come to you are resistance or feel a drag energetically. There will be a time in which everything will be in divine flow. By flow, we mean everything moves. Nothing gets stuck, twisted, warped, pulled down, dragged this way, and drained out of you. But for now, you have so much that you were trying to do. You have your maintenance work and you have your spiritual work. You have this personal work that you were doing, learning how to shift from one reality to another individually, yourself, to expand your consciousness, to expand who you are, to expand your capacities, to grow as a spiritual being. And as you're in this process, it is a process in which you can get very tired. Fatigue is a very common symptom. And of course, none of you have ever been tired, right? Of course not. That's just a symptom that you've been pumping. You've been pushing yourself to, in a way, overcome the resistance, to overcome the drag, so that you continue to love and to share and to teach and to grow and to learn and to be with your friends and to celebrate your relationships. And all of that is very, very necessary, very vital. It's vital that you have fun. It's vital that you relax and enjoy yourself. It's vital that you play. It's vital that you learn to love others and allow them to love you. This is part of your greatest level of work. And so much is requested of you. So much is demanded of you. And you give, and you give, and you give, and you give. And after a while, you just feel tired. And the next resistance shows up, and you look at it, and you go, oh, no. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I'm too tired. I need a break. I need a rest. Yes, that may be what you need. And what you need is a good spiritual pep talk. and a good pump up, right? You need to get re-pumped. You need to get re-energized. Now, we're not talking about a pep rally where you kind of like, yeah, the louder we shout and the more we jump around, now we've revved up some energy. Well, that dissipates really quickly. The type we're talking about is to spirit and soul. The pump up is for who you are as spiritual beings here on your mission, your personal mission, to fulfill who you are, to become conscious reality creators. Right now, you're unconscious and subconscious reality creators, and you're learning consciously more and more how to do it. The second mission, the greater mission, has to do with making the change of paradigm on the planet. Changing your paradigm comes first, but you also are still loving and wanting to do more. So you are still giving and giving out there and sending to the planet and sending to other people and sending to people who suffer in other countries and other places. You're participating in your national politics. You're participating in sending energy and light and love, perhaps, to those who are in financial distress, economic shutdown in your country and across the world. So you're trying to do both missions at once. What we want to remind you is that if you take care of a few things we're going to list for you, you will find that gradually you will allow yourself to receive more and more energy and support from those who work with you on the other side. You'll be able to keep yourself more energized, keep yourself more pumped up. You see, the ones who can get to that place to where they are working in what we would call their own divine order. In other words, they're in alignment with their mission, alignment with their purpose, alignment with their destiny work. When they get to that place, they are, in a sense, channeling energy through them of the divine and sending it out. These are the people that you will call realized people. Some of them have functioned as gurus and spiritual teachers. These are people who are channeling huge amounts of light, love, and energy into the world. They are receiving it and giving it, letting it come into them from the infinite source where there is no lack whatsoever. And from there, infusing them with this energy and this light so that they can send out and pump out energy and light to others. That's where you're going to be. That's where you're heading. Yes, you. Maybe your mission is not to be a major spiritual teacher on the planet, but you see, the new paradigm that you've come to create and to establish in the physical plane for the first time is the capacity for all of you to be masters consciously, for all of you to be able to channel the energy in and to send it out, to receive and give, and never be depleted ever in the process. You're going there. That's the place you're heading. To enable yourself to accelerate your journey there, it's important to remember some things. First of all, you need to remember as often as you can, and you can do this while you're doing all sorts of other things in your day. Remember who you are. Remember you are a divine light being who has chosen to have a physical plane body embodiment experience. Remind yourself. At first, it may not seem real. It may seem, well, yeah, okay. I've heard that said in different various wordings. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, it must be true. Well, I'll keep saying it. But keep trying to claim it. Keep trying to own it. Because every time you allow yourself to get a little bit more of that knowing of who you are, a little bit more of that remembering of your brightness, to the extent that you do that, you can allow more love in. You can allow more energy in to you. All right? You don't have to sacrifice yourself. You did not come to do that. That's old school, right? Old school is the martyrhood concept, right? The one who comes and becomes the one who gives up their life, to give up who they are, to give up all the good things, so supposedly, for others. That's not where you're going. You're going to be someone who can receive all good things and revel in them and celebrate in them and give to others. It's balanced. It's a new balance. But if you can remember who you are, it comes more smoothly. Your reality moves more smoothly. And if you can remember that you're a powerful reality creator, learning how to become more and more conscious, and you start interpreting those reflections that are given to you through the resistances, through the obstacles, through the drags and the delays. When you seek for the messages and you retrain your perception, you reframe the way you see it from a negative to a positive. Oh, great. Here's what I need to know next. Isn't that convenient? You created it that way. You created these frictions so that you could know what to do next. You're very smart. When you start to become more conscious, you'll see how it works consciously, and you'll be absolutely amazed at it. Wow, look what I can do. And we're not saying that you'll be there in an ego situation. You'll be there from a point of view of awe of who you are becoming. It's a beautiful place, actually. A place of great gratitude and appreciation of yourself and of the divine that flows more and more through you. This is, in a sense, your spiritual recognition. This puts your spiritual body in alignment with the gifts of the divine, the gifts of abundance, of love, the gifts, you know, of money and things, to whatever extent you really like that and want that. Relationships, to what extent you want. Some people want more than others. No problem with that. Have it all. Whatever level of health you want, whatever level of vitality, whatever level of community you seek, you can have it. Know that you're creating your pathway to it. That pathway, that direction that you are heading, that thing that lifts you, that inspires you, that is most exciting to you, that you're heading towards, that refined and beautiful, exquisite state of self-realization. You will never get tired there. You'll never feel depleted. You're going that way. You are on your path. None of you are off your path. None of you. It may feel that sometimes you're in a place where you're lost, or that you're wandering, or you're not clear where to go. But sometimes that's just you making some changes in the way you perceive time. Sometimes you give yourself chaos so you can break down and dismantle the past better and create a more flexible and fluid future for yourself. Don't hold yourself so hard to task. You're going to make it. You are going to succeed in this, regardless how far away it appears to be for you. By the time you leave this body, you will have succeeded in doing what you intended to do when you came here. There's no other way. You wouldn't come here if there was any doubt. If it's like, oh, you're going to get there and then you're going to screw up, right? You didn't come here for that. You chose to come here because this is what I want to do. This is what I choose to do. And it was, in a sense, it is your fate. It is your destiny. It is preordained by you and your team together. When you are in your power, when you're in your choice, and when you acknowledge who you are, there's hardly anything that can limit you. Your spiritual body is attuned when you recognize who you are and acknowledge your own divinity, your own essence. Your emotional body has to come along too. The emotional body heals fastest when you love yourself. When you take all the judgments off yourself and you love yourself and you value yourself. Because until you love and value yourself, can you love and value anyone else? Until you love and value yourself, can you receive the transmission of divine energy? No. You've got to love yourself enough to allow yourself to open to the divine. That's the emotional body's got to come along with that. If you have leftover pieces of shame and you have powerless rage and you have, you know, issues and blockages and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff, it's going to reflect to you in your reality. It's going to show up as a resistance and you can deal with it. But know that the solution to it all, the healing of it all in your emotional body is love. That's what you came for. You came with it, and you're coming for it. And while you're here, you learn to receive and give it freely, unconditionally, to yourself first, and then there's no obstacle or limitation to giving it to others, because when you can receive freely, you can give freely and not be tired. The mental body has to come along too. Oh, yeah, that. The beliefs. The limiting beliefs. Again, they're going to be reflected to you. You're going to see your limitations reflected to you, and you can work with it. You can heal it. If you look at it this way, it takes a lot less energy to process it. If you look at it and say, oh, gosh, what did I do wrong now? It takes a lot longer to get through it. If you say, oh, here's the feedback of what is. All right. What belief does that reflect? What emotion, limiting state of emotion, does that reflect? Let me work on that. Let me make a new choice and change it. You'll get to a place where change comes with a choice. And in your mental body, what will come is that you will start to hope, not fantasize, but true hope. You know that there's something new ahead for you. And you have hope that you're going to have more and greater celebration sooner and sooner. You'll anticipate magic. You'll anticipate and expect positive things, because you will have reframed all your feedback. All the resistance, all the drag is now reframed to information that you can use to move forward, because you love yourself and you have choice. And in the physical body, yes, the physical body has to come along too. Your physical body is a place where sometimes you stash stuff and you hide stuff. Okay, let's put it back here on the back. Oh, yeah, so there's a back pain back there. Okay, but we'll hold stuff back there, issues we don't want to deal with. You don't have to stuff it in your body. What you can do is to realize that your body is holding blockages and resistances for you that you could not process years ago. But as you become more conscious and love yourself more, you can just go to your body and say, okay, body, thank you for holding this for so long for me. I give you permission to let it go now. And by choice, you activate your healing process. You don't have to hold on to old stuff. A lot of times when you have an injury or an accident or something like that, you are discharging old stuff out of your body. You want to keep it going. Let it go. Let it go. Release it. Let it come out of your body. There's a tremendous amount of releasing out of the body. As we've mentioned in other workshops, the body loves releases. All kinds of releases. Releases like a yawn. That feels so good. It likes releases through sex. It likes releases on the toilet. The body just likes releases. Let your body let stuff go. It likes that. It also likes to receive stuff. Food. It loves to receive touching and stroking. The way to bring your body along by yourself, though, is to realize you are an energetic being and your physical body is a reflection or is actually a manifestation of your energy body. And for you to be able to tune into your own energy body, most people can tune into other people's much better than they can tune into their own. Do you know how far out your aura extends? Can you sense it? Can you sense your own energy? Can you sense how high it is? Well, maybe you can't yet. But start paying attention to where your body's energies are and recognize that if you keep your body's, if you visualize energy flow in your body, this enables your body to release stuff. So keep your body flowing. Things need to keep moving. Stagnancy doesn't work in the physical plane. It's got to keep moving. Life is about flow and balance, flow and balance, flow and balance. You want energy flow. Every day you may want to visualize energy, imagine energy, sense energy moving up and down your spine. Keep it open, keep it clean, keep it moving. When you have all four bodies moving forward, expanding the capacity, things that you can actually do while you're doing your maintenance, for the most part, you're not so limited by the time factor. A lot of times maintenance doesn't require a tremendous amount of thinking and focusing and concentration. Hey, while you do the laundry, you can break a belief. You can flow the energy up and down your spine and use it as exercise. Yes. Moving things into the dryer, you know, just it's a flow, you know, another flow. Let your whole body, let your whole life, let your four bodies, a spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical body, all participate in this. The integration of this creates a phenomenal resonance. A bunch of frequencies that work together to radiate your light. Yes, you. You can do it. You can do it, or you wouldn't be listening to us right now. You can do it, and you are going to do it. Otherwise, you'd be on the other side of town doing something else. But you're ready. You're ready to do it, whether you think you're ready or not. You're more ready than you give yourself permission to be. Why is that? Why don't you recognize where you're at? Okay. Spiritual body, you got to remember who you are. Anytime you come to a place of resistance, hey, maybe it's time to expand my memory of myself, my consciousness. Maybe that's time to expand my concept, my image of who I am, and tune more into my essence and let myself claim more of who I am. We use the analogy that you're incredible beings and you have this fantastic multi-roomed castle. Every room appointed with the finest of things. Beautiful rooms, huge ballrooms, glorious drawing rooms, absolutely fabulous libraries, huge kitchens, and oh my, beautiful august bedrooms and beautiful great beds and fabulous views and tapestries and all sorts of great things. And yet when you came into this plane, coming into the darkness, you started living in the servants' quarters, behind the kitchen, right? And you went in and you worked. You scrubbed, you know? You scrubbed and cleaned and cooked and slaved, not aware that this whole mansion is yours. And as you got on your spiritual path, gradually, one by one, you're opening up more rooms and claiming them for yourself. Every time you feel a resistance, it means it's time to claim a new room. Expand your awareness of who you are. Value yourself enough to allow yourself to be more than you think you have been. That's the clue. That's the key. That's the mystery. It's the secret. It's all in what you perceive of yourself. And once you allow yourself to perceive yourself as more, then you can leverage the emotional body, the mental body, the physical body. They'll come right along with you. You are so much more than you give yourself permission to claim. It's your choice. You can give yourself permission to claim more. It's not ego. Some of you are afraid to claim more. You want to be modest. Now, we want to point out the source of modesty. This kind of artificial humbleness, right? It was something that developed way back when there was a general belief that the spirits were malicious. These are when the astral plane spirits seemed to have all the fun and the humans had all the suffering. And if the human were to be successful, the spirits would be jealous and they would do something bad to you if you got too much success. So you wanted to get that success, of course, but when you got it, you wanted to make sure that the spirits didn't see it so they wouldn't come after you. Oh, I'm not really that successful. See, spirits? See, really? I'm still suffering? See, I don't have that much money. I don't have that much love. I don't have that much success. Really, 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 I don't. I'm not really that important. I'm not that bright. I'm not that visible. You know, don't see me. I'll hide in the shadows. Don't pay any attention to me. I'm nothing. I'm not worth anything. You know, don't look this way, spirits. Look somewhere else. You know, somebody else that you can get jealous of. Don't get jealous of me. You don't have to fear the spirits anymore. Because, dear ones, you have grown past the astral plane spirit issue level. Don't worry. Don't worry about them. They never were jealous in the first place. And they're not jealous of you now. In fact, you've got a bunch of astral plane entities and other planes who are with you, who are rooting for you, who are working for you, who are willing to let your light shine and to protect you from whatever you may fear. We want to reassure you, you're going to do it okay. You will do it. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Nothing to judge yourself about. You're not weak, pathetic schmucks. Not a one of you. Not ever. And if you ever were, it's in your past. It's not in your future. So let us encourage you to step forth on your journey, to claim more of who you are, and really allow yourself to have the great realities you came here to explore, to create, to have, to celebrate, to enjoy, so that you can receive this divine love and give this love out and never need replenishment, in a sense, from being from a tired place. You never have to get tired, but you receive so much more than you're receiving now. Give yourself permission to receive more. Give yourself more value. Love yourself more. Judge yourself less until you don't judge yourself any more at all. Then you can receive more. You are worth it. You are worth it. And you are successful beings, and you will succeed. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a break. For just a short break. And as they mentioned before, we're going to do the meditation right away. And we're going to do a pump up. You're going to get energized. You're going to open to receive. Give yourself permission to open as much as you can. Okay? All right, dear ones. So we're going to leave for just a short while. Farewell.